Just a few days ago, Democrats had 5 presidential candidates with a possibility of 6. This morning, they're down to 3. And over the weekend, each maneuvered for position at the annual dinner that is held in Iowa by Democrats, the annual Jefferson-Jackson dinner. The big, though subtle, debate was between the top 2 candidates, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. NPR's Sarah McCammon was there.
At rallies for Hillary Clinton, Katy Perry's hit song Roar is in heavy rotation on the playlist. But it's not every day the pop star shows up in person to campaign for the former Secretary of State.
Make some noise if you roar for Hillary!
Neither does Bill Clinton. The former president took the stage in downtown Des Moines Saturday before the big event, telling the crowd he needs their help to break his own glass ceiling.
I am tired of the stranglehold that women have had on the job of presidential spouse.
Also in Des Moines, former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley sang for supporters at his rally. And Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders held a march through the city. It all led to the Jefferson-Jackson dinner, packed full of Democratic activists who can turn out supporters for February's Iowa caucuses. A few months before the 2008 contest, the dinner was Barack Obama's breakout moment in his quest to topple Hillary Clinton. On Saturday night, Sanders pointed back to that primary race.
All of the political experts talked about how another Democratic candidate for president just couldn't win. He was unelectable. You remember that guy? What's his name? Oh, it's President Obama.
Without mentioning Clinton by name, Sanders took a more aggressive tone than usual, naming policies where critics accuse her of flip-flopping. Clinton painted herself as the candidate best suited to beat the eventual Republican nominee and pushed back against the idea that she represents the past.
I'm not running for my husband's third term, and I'm not running for Barack Obama's third term. I'm running for my first term.
Then she took what felt like a jab at Sanders, an independent running for the Democratic nomination.
And I'm running as a proud Democrat.
Clinton supporters like David Drissel of Fort Dodge say this is her year.
In 2008, I was for Obama, but I'm completely on her side now, 100%. Because I feel like she's done a great job as Secretary of State, so I'm gung-ho.
Sanders fired up his own supporters, like Maria Bribriesco of Bettendorf.
Bernie, again, you know, hit it out of the ballpark. He really is the people's candidate. What he believes in, he has been saying for the past 30 years.
Bribriesco worries that the questions swirling around Clinton's private email server could come back to haunt her in the general election. For Bonnie Brown of West Des Moines, Clinton's recent performance at a marathon congressional hearing, where she was asked about her emails and her handling of the 2012 attack on a U.S. mission in Libya, only made her look stronger.
Instead of the Republicans trying to tear her apart, she instead made herself look more presidential. And she still comes out with so much energy after that. So it's very impressive.
With that challenge behind her, now Clinton has to focus on maintaining the energy of her supporters with less than 100 days to go before the Iowa caucuses. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Des Moines.